This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, attack of the show.
Uh-oh.
Attack of the show. We're under attack from the show. I'm on there. It's me. It's Diamond Dallas Page, the wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And we're playing this, like, dildo video game.
He replaced Olivia.
Well, I don't get into the politics of that. I don't know who replaced who or if somebody... I mean, she said it was a mutual decision.
And I am actually just making a statement of fact. And I'm not getting into the politics of it at all.
Okay, but she said it was a mutual decision between herself and Diamond Dallas Page that he would be stepping into her role and that no one was replacing anyone.
Yeah.
One person was starting to do something else and another person was starting to do a totally new thing on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He said, actually, Diamond Dallas, as we were playing the game, you know, I would never replace anyone. Like, I'm not doing what she did. I happen to be on the same show.
Her
I'm sitting
legacy
in her
still
chair.
Exists. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. It's not a matter of replacement. What it is like it or not, things change. And it's not always welcome, is it, Io? When things are changing.
What a psychotic introduction.
It can be uncomfortable.
A psychotic lead in.
And she wants a better lead in.
And she wants a new lead in.
No. Well, sometimes you get the lead in that you're given. And sometimes that's uncomfortable, right?
And sometimes you get what you give, huh? The New Radicals said that.
That's so good. I remember that I remember that basically.
Remember?
Yeah.
They told Marilyn Manson they were gonna kick their ass.
It's not,
we'll
no,
kick
wait,
your
sorry,
asses.
You got the music in you, right? Is that the same song?
Same song.
Manson again. Don't let go. Yeah, I remember now.
Come around, we'll kick your asses. Remember? They say that to Marilyn Manson.
To Marilyn Manson, yeah. Do you think it ever happened?
Did he actually kick all their ass?
Speaking of Diamond Dallas Page.
I don't think they came around. He gave himself an out where he did say, he lists these people and then he says, you come around, we'll kick your asses. But He doesn't really say where he is.
If I don't see you, if you can't find me in 1 hour, this cancels that out. Never mind.
I've got other stuff to do. Let's pick this up at a later day.
He can't just wait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Who's got the time?
Changed my mind.
You can't find me anymore. No.
What was that? Someone is calling me. Oh no. Oh, I've got to take this. Hey, hi, mom. What's that? You're in the hospital. So anyway.
Nothing's wrong. I'm just recording a song. And again, it's good as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's all real.
And that's real.
E True Hollywood that.
But enough goofing around. What are we here to do? The show.
Io's here, winner of the Earwolf Reddits. Didn't she win
prestigious?
Like, yeah.
Most prestigious Earwolf awards that Reddit gives.
Most improved.
Took home the hardware. Most improved
guest of the entire year. Brightest future.
Yes.
I started rough.
Very
really
bad.
Rough. Mm-hmm. And I'll say crass. I'll say I started from a place where I thought, oh, I have to be funny. I have to impress these people. I'm time to swear all the time.
And I have to swear. Yeah.
You used a lot of nasty grossness as a crutch.
As a crutch.
You leaned on it.
Afraid of being vulnerable. Then I overcorrected, right? Too vulnerable, mm-hmm. too self-deprecating. I'm leaning into so much vulnerable shit. It's not even true. I'm making up lies and people can hear
horrible
that
to listen to.
I swore again, so I'm relapsing. Crazy. Excuse me.
This whole time as I was, you know, watching you go through this transformation,
yeah.
I'm thinking, God, off mic, I was so funny.
Yeah.
The second we're done doing the show, she's cracking us up. And it's so
it's like Kevin. It's just like
charming.
Kevin. And the two of them together.
Yeah.
Goosebumps.
Well, I mean, I think it's one of those things, too. You know, sometimes you have a person and your friend goes, oh, you're going to love this person. You're going to get along.
Mm-hmm.
And you meet them and you go, what is this? I don't like that. I don't like something mm-hmm. is off.
You're
and
poking them.
You're poking, what and they're poking you back. You're poking each other. Touch. It doesn't feel
Yuck.
Right. Can't be human. You walk away. You go, wait a minute. What I don't like is that they remind me of myself. Oh, we're mirrors to each other.
Oops.
And isn't that chilling?
We cannot truly hate something unless we recognize it in ourselves.
And now that's a goosebumps. Mm. That honestly is even scarier than any goosebumps they ever did.
Justin Timberlake said that quote.
I don't know if I agree. Every single goose, one of them scared the shit out of me.
What's one is scarier than that?
The one with the bug.
That one was really scary.
The bug
doesn't seem like it would be that scary.
I still check when I get home.
It's a tone
bug
piece.
In here?
It's a tone piece.
I get in, I turn on all the lights. I go, the bug's not in here, right? I say it out loud. You know, if you're the bug, you have to tell me.
It's entrapment.
Mm-hmm.
If the bug doesn't tell you that it's there and that it is the bug,
illegal.
It's illegal. But at this point, who's going to stop you? The bug? Bugs aren't policing themselves. The bugs don't give a hoot.
No.
The bugs are the one that's rioting.
Defund the bugs.
Abolish bugs. I believe
ABAB.
That.
ABAB.
I believe all bugs are bugs.
All bugs are bugs.
All bugs are bugs.
Can we admit that?
It's time to say it. I'm not afraid.
Our friends? Yeah.
All caterpillars are bugs.
All caterpillars are bugs. ACAB.
It's just true.
It's just true. Mm-hmm. And people want to say it's political, but it's just true.
It's a statement of fact.
And they get mad and you're like, what? I just meant all caterpillars are bugs.
And they have to apologize.
Like, they're just this is in the process of just filling you with bullets.
I'm getting absolutely beat up outside of a TGI Fridays.
What?
That's
what it stands for. All caterpillars are bugs.
That's all I meant.
No blood left in my body.
But I'm all like snarky about it. I'm like, all I meant was all caterpillars bugs. What did you think it meant, Mr. Coppicer?
Same tone. Regardless of what's happening to your body at that moment. What? I'm sorry, did you think I meant something else?
Oh, I guess technically now you have to take these bullets back out of my abdomen.
Oh, sorry, you shot me in the ass so many times. Oops.
Oh, that's actually, you did a big mistake, E. Because all caterpillars are bugs. And you admit it. And admit it. And admit it right now.
Yeah, they are. But let's do, and I do want to just maintain a little bit of focus here. And I love, you know, this happens on the show sometimes where we like get a little, we start talking about something and now we're talking about something else. But like,
I know.
I do want to bring it back to.
We've been doing this show for so long that we'll just start talking about something and it will become
so
something
crazy.
Else.
That is so insane. Yes.
We got to rein it in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but no. Let's do what we came here to do and also what we always like to do when we get together. So, like the Redditors voted, Io has a very bright future and also a very bright present as well. Mm-hmm. And it is sometimes hard for us to find time with Io. It's great for you. We're very excited. But when we get together, we have something that we like to do that we have less and less time to do, so we want to do it today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is discuss interesting topics.
Thank you. That's awesome. I can't wait.
If I may say, even before we get into it.
Yeah, of course.
You brought up something that is interesting to me, Hayes, is ever since the Redditor-in-chief did put Io on the very front page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Above the fold.
Yeah.
Headline, most improved.
Earwolf reformer.
It has been harder to make time. It has been harder to make time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a little bit stressful. Obviously, I'm like happy for the news and for everything that's
I'm happy for the news too.
And I'm happy for the news.
Congratulations to the news. What a year.
Let me say, first of all, it's been a really, really big year for news. And mm-hmm. it feels like it's going to be even bigger. Like mm-hmm. we have no idea where the news is going to be. We're going to look back and say, wow, do you remember when the news? We used to be able to say the news. We knew the news. And things will be different. But you hold on to the memories you have before the memories. But anyways, you know, things have definitely changed for me in a lot of big ways. I got cast in the all-female reboot of 24, which is shot actually in real time. And so that's mostly what's been keeping me really busy. It's an all-black female reboot of 24.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that's been keeping me really busy.
And talk a little bit about the threats the nation is facing.
Yeah. Well, Tiffany Haddish in that show is the president.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more of, and I'm actually Kiefer Sutherland. Mm-hmm. Jacqueline Brown. I play Jackie Brown. Tiffany Haddish is the president. Queen Latifah plays my wife. And then other people just fill out the roles. Marilyn Rajskub is actually still in it.
Okay.
She's still in it, which is sort of a slave in the comedy community.
She is black.
She is black. She's got a sort of a really there was a lot of DNA testing, let's just say, mm-hmm. but the courts won in that situation. The courts won, let's just say. It's just like a lot of everything is basically it's America today. I would say it feels real and raw and feels like America today, except everybody's just a black woman.
But I'm just curious, is the Victor Drazen mission coming back to haunt you in any way? Salazar's in possession of the Cordilla virus? Like, I'm just asking, are any of these storylines continuing?
Well, we cover a lot of really groundbreaking, storylines, Islamic threats and what it's like to be the first black female Islamic sleeper cell leader.
Is there a black woman playing Johnny Drama? Obviously he was a survivalist hiding in the woods who had like a bomb shelter underneath it, somewhere in the Angeles Forest, and saved Kim Bauer from the mountain lion.
If you saw Watchmen, you saw sort of how they stayed true to the comics and like allowed things to lay in the background and foreground where they needed to be. That's all I'll say for Johnny Drama fans. There might be little sneaks and peeks. Mm-hmm. So the universe still is true to itself, just from a different point of view.
Well, that's great, but we're here to talk about interesting topics.
Yeah, we got to stay focused. Sorry.
Please.
We have to talk about interesting topics.
This is always happening.
This is so great.
So, Kevin, I know you have been thinking about some interesting topics for us to talk about, and that listeners submitted a number of them as well. So let's get into some.
Before we get into some, I just want to say to the listeners who submitted and who, I don't know, were just so gracious enough to allow me to be this year's torchbearer for most improved performer on an Earwolf podcast, long form comedy. I just want to say thank you so much. And it really means the world to me. And I will not let you down. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you. And vote. Thank you so much.
They will, the crying, I will say, for some of these Reddit people will be something they will really like.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
The first submission is pleasure.
Wow.
What an interesting topic.
And sometimes, what can you say but wow to such a to a topic as interesting as that?
No, I mean, let's get into it. Let's talk about pleasure. Everyone is thinking about this.
Yeah. Yes.
And what is it? Let's talk about what it is.
Let's start first of there. All. What is it? What the hell is it?
It's a... It's kind of a...
It's a type
like
of...
a gas.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like a type of sort of gas.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get it. This is... It's interesting that it is a gas, but you can also get it from smoking gas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That gas.
That type of gas, yeah. It's more, I think, of a way also that you can carry yourself. And maybe that is...
Yes, okay. Thank you so much for saying this.
I wanted to speak on that.
It's a style of movement.
Mm-hmm. Yes. To carry yourself through the city.
Yeah.
With this feeling like you... With this look like you are currently experiencing great pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And people see you and you're just like...
To sort of slither and slide down the busy streets with your swag on 100 million.
Sashaying and like kind of smacking your lips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's contagious.
And to be, I would say, eyes closed and drooling.
Mm-hmm. But with a completely sure sense of direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even as you walk, you're essentially reclined.
Your arms are completely loose.
Loose. Just dragging on the floor behind you.
Tipped back, feet together, ankles tied together, roller skates on, and just gliding.
Gliding, gliding, gliding. You've also probably got a hat on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's face it.
It's hard not to be reminded of one of my... I don't know, heroes, I guess I would say when I think of this word, Bruno Mars.
Yes.
Who I feel like, oh, that's concentrated pleasure.
Bruno.
He's not a man of big stature, but he's a man of big pleasure.
I saw him.
Strawberry champagne on ice.
That's what I like.
Yeah. And isn't it something to do a song about what you like instead of a song about being mad at George W. Bush?
Oh, shut up. I've had enough.
Say what you like. We
Say
get
something
it.
Good. Put
you,
something good
in
the
like
world.
You don't like George W. Bush.
Okay, great. Any other thoughts? We've got that one already. I don't think we need another 100 millionth song about it.
Yeah, Bruno said, I got something. I like stuff. Here's the list.
Oh, now I'm interested.
Thanks, man. Good song for once.
Thank you. Sing about kicking Marilyn Manson's ass.
I saw him.
You know what I mean? Sing a song about something we actually connect to.
He's got that song. He's got another song, right? The Pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So, says it all.
Right? Right? Uptown
Funk,
right?
That was a good warm-up, interesting topic.
You saw him, though.
You saw.
Thank you so much for bringing it back to that. I do have something really good to say.
I had a feeling. Interesting knows interesting.
I saw him reading a newspaper, and we talk about the news, right?
Yeah.
And he was reading the serious news section, and he's reading this, and he's like reading serious news, and he's going, ooh, 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 ooh. And he's just like, he is vibing to this.
That's,
honestly.
Yeah.
To this news.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting watching him read. I'm just enjoying the show. And he's like, ooh, 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 ooh. And I was like, this is so interesting because this is like serious news. This is not how I usually react to this.
He's like thrown away the half of the newspaper that's funnies because your newspaper comes in halves. Half's funnies, half serious section.
Mm-hmm. And he gave those to someone who was like an old guy that was like pissed off.
Well, it was Dennis Leary. Well, it was Dennis Leary.
Yeah.
He gave to Dennis Leary.
He needs it.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin, can I hear another interesting topic, please? That was really interesting. Pleasure is...
Pleasure is really interesting.
Something we don't think about enough.
Not enough.
I do want to say that it also is busting.
Well,
for some.
I can't disagree
sorry,
with that.
Sorry, okay. I will say, and let me just correct myself before you even get into it. Please, I am sorry yeah. for yeah. some.
Yeah. They've been talking about Dennis Leary. How about you come on and rescue Hayes? Okay.
Hayes needs to be rescued.
He knows that I know about your situation, and I'm sorry for like implying that is a pleasurable experience for everyone.
Thank you for your apology. I will just say I'm thankful for it.
This one's a question.
And that was the, just to interrupt you, Kevin, that was of course the public apology.
And I will be continuing to apologize. Yeah.
Private apology privately.
But I will be updating people on social media about the different outcomes of the different multiple private apologies.
Let them know when you've received the private apology.
Yeah, of course I will. Big, long note. Long iPhone note. Really tiny, got a zoom.
This one's a question. Is there a such thing as a useless talent?
Wow. Yeah, that's really smart. That's really deep, actually.
I like when there are yes or no, the interesting topics.
Yeah. And why?
Well, that's how you know it's truly interesting.
Yes.
Or
real opportunity to dig in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to go first necessarily, but I will.
That's nice. That's brave.
Give me the question again, Kevin.
Is there a such thing as a useless talent?
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
There might be.
Yeah, I'm going to say there's a lot of things about this world that we know, but there's even more that we don't know, you know?
I'm reminded of a top 10 list that David Letterman did sometime in the early 90s.
Yeah.
I believe it was most pointless superpowers. Uh-huh. And it was these superheroes were popular at the time, and they were doing the movies with them. And the one I recall distinctly is the ability to shake exactly 2 aspirin out of the bottle on your first try.
Well, that actually is pretty useful.
Well, and as I'm thinking about it, I want to change my answer to probably not.
I remember once I went to summer camp with this girl, and she could peel an orange in one peel, like with her finger. And I think she showed up to camp and she said, "This is my little thing that I do for myself." And who'd have thunk, by the end of camp, she was the most popular girl at camp.
So I did a similar thing at camp, and I practiced like all through the school year to like show up at camp and be able to do this. Put an orange in my mouth and pull it out completely peeled.
Well, a lot of people don't know this because of pictures online, but your mouth is actually, it goes back really far.
And
it goes up.
I guess you can see it. In profile, you can kind of see how far my mouth goes back.
There's a few eagle-eyed fans would have to dig a little bit deep.
Yeah. It goes back really far into my
head. We've caught him a couple times, And it goes, it's up there, and it goes back.
You have to train yourself to sort of only speak with the front part of your mouth. Is that what you, that's sort of the front bottom part of your mouth?
Mine bottoms out instantly, you know. My mouth is so shallow.
You're
just right up against, you know, you're instantly kind of in there.
Yeah. Yeah. both of you sort of taking public figure positions where you speak is just incredibly brave, and it's beautiful to me that you found each other.
Kissing very painful for me because there's really no room. There's just nowhere to go.
Congrats again on your life, despite this, I just want to say.
Well, you know, hold your congratulations, because if we don't solve this, life has been pain for me.
And I'm so sorry.
And it's probably going to end really soon.
Well, let me know if I can reach out to anybody and just sort of like mobilize people online, whether that's like finding you somebody to fix your mouth or
any non-traditional medicine. I mean, I've been, you know, obviously Western stuff is just not going to cut the muster for me.
They don't understand the point, because they want to fix you. Right. And it's, mm-hmm. not necessarily how do we fix you. It's
how do we accept me?
How do we accept you and make your life as comfortable and true as possible? Your life
still
should
be
comfortable
and
true. Yes.
And I would say, you know, it made me feel to better appreciate what's going on with me.
Yeah.
Eating for me is not an issue. Once it's in there, it's, you know, it's not coming back.
It's not coming.
But for you, Sean, I would say the experience of eating, just from watching, it seems like when you take the ping pong table and fold up one side of it so you can practice against it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like a lot of it is just kind of coming right
it's
back.
It's popping.
Yeah.
It's popping.
Yeah.
Well, with you, I mean, I know part of your training to do that with an orange in your mouth was just to get something that small to be able to come back out. You had initially been doing it with a watermelon and people were very frightened.
Just pull up just a fully peeled watermelon.
But it was so cavernous that when you put the orange in, you were losing track of it.
That's sort of like that art that, like, you know, sometimes you'll see people do on Instagrams where it's like they can dig into different parts of the skin to create pictures. So some parts are completely to the pink flesh and others are a little bit white and others are green. And that's just because of the sheer power of your mouth and also teeth and tongue, I would say.
Well, don't leave out those.
I could.
They're a big part of his mouth.
They're a huge part of his already incredibly enormous.
The teeth.
And
the
far
teeth also
back.
Go, the teeth go all the way back.
Yeah. Unlike mine, where the tongue portion of my mouth is essentially, it's almost like a...
Don't get emotional. It's okay.
No, but I want to get this right.
Yeah.
So because there's no depth, it's kind of like a tombstone for a baby mouse.
Yeah, it's honestly, it looks like a pencil
erase. Points straight up.
That's exactly what it is.
It points straight up, and it is something that maybe if you had a community of little tiny, smaller than a mouse.
Modern cameras, you know, they obviously have their flaws. I think a lot of people, what they think are 16 teeth, you know, that's actually not, you're looking at something a little bit more complicated.
Much more complicated.
Much more complicated.
And in another way, much simpler.
And some would say the way that things should be.
I wouldn't wish it on anyone.
Yeah, of course. Of course not. Bob, you're saying what some people might say.
Sure, I could see them saying that.
Sorry, you know, my whole thing is being a devil's advocate in this space.
Yeah, every time I see you go, I'm just getting warmed up.
No, but tongue is looking like a damn pencil eraser.
It's true.
And let's think about another interesting topic. What about that?
Yeah.
Please.
I hope that answered your question. I know that it did.
Thank you for submitting that.
Thank you for submitting. I know that it did.
Thank you for submitting.
The name of the person that submitted that, I'm looking at the list, their name was France.
That's an interesting topic.
France Tan.
France Tan.
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So
and balance is restored to the universe.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG. Upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, That's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A Frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many years, and they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Amber.
Okay, Kevin.
The next topic is loyalty.
Wow.
Wow. Mm,
this is a big one. And wouldn't it be interesting if Lord had said, and we'll never be loyals?
Yes.
And consider that.
I definitely think the election would have been different.
The election, I think, would have been, it would never have happened.
I agree. I agree as well.
We are not, people hear this and they say, okay, I'm pretty sure we are not doing an election.
I think we're good for this year.
You know
year.
What? I think we're actually good.
I think we're good for this year.
This person just has just announced that we will never be loyals.
And this is our Lord doing this?
Okay, so you say you're never going to be royals, and yet you yourself are our Lord.
Our Lord of the dang manor. Clip clop, that's a horse on the land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the horse is going by on the land. That's true.
No, and that happened. And that happened to us. What an interesting Lord. Topic.
So
can I have another one?
Frick.
The next one says, "Aw, sweetie."
That's not a topic.
Okay. The next one says,
"No, I just want to make sure."
Is it an interesting topic? What a topic is? In a way, sweetie.
Oh, sweetie, you don't think that is interesting topic? Oh,
what you've
sweetie.
Said is not a topic, and I'm concerned that your texts from Colin Anderson, your boss, asking for health benefits, that his response to you is getting mixed in with the interesting topic.
You're right. I'm sorry.
You okay?
I'm getting there.
Yeah, all right.
And I've also found it's more effective, Kevin, just from like as an employee and like navigating the workplace, to not ask for health benefits when you need them in an emergency. to ask for them before it gets to the point.
You rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Mm-hmm. They have so much negotiating power if you wait until the whatever the kind of thing you're dealing with is kind of taken up so much of your sort of skin zone.
Even if it's an audio message.
Help me with that.
Do you know how you can do those audio messages?
We need help.
No, an audio text.
An audio text.
Sound text? A sound text, you mean?
Yeah, I just started fucking with that. I'm on another level.
Abolish that.
Yeah.
The next topic is I am...
ACAB. All Kevins are Bartlett.
What? That's all it meant.
Sorry.
Who's Kevin Bartlett, you ask? He's something of a featured...
absolutely riddled with bullets. He's something outside of the local Applebee's.
Of a featured player on a bit of a niche podcast I listen to. All the organs are falling out.
Oh, why? You're not on Reddit? Oh. Sorry. Oh.
It's just a playful mispronunciation of one of the producers of one of the most premier and accessible podcasts in the comedy landscape today.
Well, if you haven't started listening years ago, I don't know how you get in now. I mean, I guess I could tell you some episodes of Good Starters, but honestly,
maybe pick
at this
out
point,
some guests that you already like. Start with them.
I'm being slid into a morgue drawer.
Drugs are being planted
teeth
on me.
Chattering in the freezer.
Would you mind grabbing me a sweater? So anyway, it started as sort of a parody of some show business types. Now it's become a commentary on podcasts themselves.
What's next topic?
IMDb TV.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's happening. Again. We're doing this. We got to do it. The actors are already there.
Not just that. Not just the actors.
Yes.
Talk about it. Talk about it. Because there's more to show business than that. All the writers, all the directors, all the producers, a lot of the crew. Mm-hmm.
Sound people.
Hair and makeup.
Miscellaneous.
Right? Special thanksers. All the specially thanked are there.
And they look at each other and they're like, hey guys, we're already here. Like, the amount of talent we've assembled in this IMDb, let's do our own show.
Let's make it.
Let's do one TV. Huge show.
I want
with
TV
all
show.
Of us.
Paul Thomas Anderson, Drew Barrymore, the guy who plays Bosch on Bosch. I want a random trivia fact from Money Heist, the Spanish show. I want all of it together.
All the quotes. All the quotes from all of our greatest works.
Okay, Kevin.
The next topic is themed restaurants.
Oh, yes. Yes. Awesome. Epic win sauce to the maximum. We're finally onto a topic that I know something about. What was it? Theme restaurants?
Yep.
Oh, niceness. Okay. Everybody clear out. I'm going to take this one to the hole. Yeah, it's true. Theme restaurants are so nutso. The menus, hello. It's like the names of these things and the dishes. No, it can be pretty cool.
Okay, next topic.
Okay, Kevin. Yeah, what's the next one?
Vintage.
Vintage. Yes.
Yeah, I don't mind taking this one, I guess. I think a lot of people really, when they talk about vintage, they want to think that, oh, I understand it. Oh, I'm cool. But it's not just about look. It's about taste and feel as well. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I look, for example, in my bar, which is secret and bespoke as well, I look at all the pieces that I have collected and refined as well. And
a speakeasy?
I go,
secret speakeasy?
Yes, that is bespoke as well. And I look at it through my...
A
bespoke-easy? And I look at it through my tiny, tiny little glasses, and I adjust them just so on the bridge of my nose. And I squint, cross my eyes to even look through the tiny, tiny glasses. And I look in the mirror at myself, and I tip my little feather cap to myself, and I say, lady, you did a good job.
And who are you talking to? And just for the audience, say
my parole officer. My parole officer.
Parole, yes. Yes. I feel like that's important to the story.
Sorry. I thought that I might have maybe said that earlier for context.
Maybe you did. Maybe I missed it.
No. Sometimes when I'm writing and speaking, I just go A to C so fast that I forget to sort of lay out these crucial details. And I really apologize for that.
Can I say one thing about vintage? Like for clothes when you're shopping, don't go do it if your nose is stuffed. Because like sometimes you get it home and it stinks.
Musty.
It smells like shit.
Mm-hmm. It's sick. It makes you want to barf. Sometimes I go in and I think I'm being a good customer, but I'm actually a must-omer because all I'm getting is just the mustiest shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really making me smell something bad when I get home.
I will say a good tip that I got once, if you're shopping for shoes and bags, always check inside because you never know if there's going to be steaming hot piles of doo-doo in the bags or shoes.
Can I tell you a good tip that I got once?
Yeah, of course.
30%.
What's the next topic, Kevin?
The next topic is book club.
Flawless movie, I'll say.
Sure. Yeah.
Mary Steenburgen?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Aphasia recoverer? Mary Steenburgen?
She recovered from aphasia?
Yeah, something like that. She got like hit in the head. And she could only hear music and then didn't tell anybody. And then
and she wanted to be cured of that.
And then she made a show.
Give
Zoe's
me that doctor.
Playlist.
Please don't heal me, doctor.
Doctor, bonk me in the head now.
Yes, that's the kind of disease I want. Yeah, rather than book club, I'd be in a bonk club, just getting bonked on the head get the music. Yes.
That is poetic, yeah.
I love music. For dancing, it's number one.
Yeah.
I love it for singing.
Hayes. Now I wish I said that. Hey, I want his answer. That's my answer now.
Shoot.
So you made me think of that. You made me think of that. So
that's
like
really
a lot
nice.
Of it was
that's
you.
That's really nice.
So it was because of you that I thought of that.
Oh, that's yes. Good. That's nice.
I like it for both. I'm sorry. I'll say it.
No, don't apologize at all. No, you can do that. It's cheating, I feel like, but you can.
Music, make the people dance together.
All right, Kevin. I hope you have a lot more.
Io, you've got the music in you.
Don't let go. I really appreciate that, Sean.
Didn't quite have the exact number of syllables as.
Are
doesn't
you
happen.
Sure? What about now? Hayes.
Kevin, we have so many more of these to get through.
The next topic is our little imperfections.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Where do I start?
This one is kind of pissing me off. Right? Sorry.
Yeah, it's getting me pissed too. I hate thinking about this.
This one's making me pissed as hell.
Mm. I'm not really happy about this mm-hmm. one.
Well, I've talked about my little damn eraser tongue.
Yeah.
Damn tombstone for a tiny mouse.
Mm-hmm. I know. You're covered. You don't have to, you don't have to say anymore.
Tongue is looking like a damn bunny's nose.
Mm-hmm. Tongue is looking like one of the foot pads on a little Instagram Shiba Inu.
Mm-hmm. No, unfortunately, it's true.
But we don't have to. We don't have to keep talking about that.
No.
Tongue looking like a dongle.
Mm-hmm. Tongue looking mm-hmm. like a damn dongle. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that though.
No, we don't have to.
No. I'm pissed off just thinking about even talking about it, tongue, to be honest.
Tongue looking like a single button on a remote control.
Yeah, you got Roku button tongue.
Roku button tongue. Hang on, let me turn the volume up real quick. Let me push on your tongue. No, please don't. It takes me so long to get it unstuck and pop it back up.
Tongue looking like a little light switch on a mid-century modern lamp.
But we talked about that. We talked about the little tongue.
Yeah.
Yep. We talked about how my mouth goes all the way back.
Mm-hmm. Which some would argue isn't a little imperfection, is quite a large one. Not me. Just some.
It's a cavernous imperfection.
I just wanted to prepare you for the reality when this releases. There's a lot of haters and a lot of troublemakers on Reddit.
No, I have.
Saying, oh, we're not releasing this.
Oh, hey.
No, I have fully committed to not releasing this.
Oh, that's good. I like hanging out with you guys, just shooting the shit.
But let's talk about you, Io. Do you have any little imperfections that you would like to share?
Yeah. Kind of like openly.
Oh, this is brave.
You know, it's hard again. No, it's
Whoa,
hard again.
She's being super brave. Holy
no,
shit.
No, please stop. Honestly, I guess probably, shoot, it's hard.
This is brave as hell.
Many of my talents which sort of overwhelm people, and I sing and when I dance and those things, offend people by how mm-hmm. good that it is probably number one. But, you know, obviously I mentioned before, part of, you know, how I've gotten to this place of marked improvement is because, like, I had been in a place where I was really vulnerable and I was going on podcasts. I was going all
confessional comedy.
Mm-hmm. I was doing the Earwolf tour, and every single Earwolf podcast I've done, you have a secret of mine. Every single one.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Laying them around like Johnny Apple secret. Am I lying?
No, you're not lying. I'm on
walking
teacher's
the countryside.
Oh, I'm on teacher's lounge. Blah, 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 blah. You'll never guess who I killed.
Mm-hmm.
They do that a lot on that show.
Little secret
they get that out of you, though. They get that out of you.
They have their ways.
But that aside, I guess all my DUI is probably my biggest little imperfection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you, Hayes?
I have the mouth.
Okay, I just tried to help you, I guess, and I guess you don't want to take it, so that's fine mm-hmm. with me.
How is that helping me?
I think that there's going to be a really, and obviously this is just my feeling, I'm mm-hmm. not saying that anybody should do this, but I think there's going to be a lot of really angry comments saying, Hayes, your mouth is huge, that's not a little imperfection. That's actually a notably big imperfection.
It's a big, wide one.
Yeah, and it up as well. And it's big and wide and up as well. But
it
you
does
stay
go
true
up
to yourself.
No, it's cubed.
Stay true to yourself.
It's a huge cube.
Yeah. I heard you like optioned like your mouth to M. Night Shyamalan or whatever, by the way. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. The deal, looking at it now. And like you're in the room, and
yeah,
even
course.
Your guys are like, "This is great. This is the best we're gonna get." And so you're kind of
and you're
like,
starstruck. I mean, it's a little thrilling. Yeah. Like it's like this is like the
everybody's gassing your shit up.
Lady in the water guy. Yeah,
and mm-hmm. and it's like so much
Mr. Lady in the water.
And mm-hmm. it's like so many papers, and you're just like, okay, and you just are in the spirit of it. They've got a glass of rye mm-hmm. to give you.
ready yeah. to sip it as soon as you sign on the line that is dotted.
And the rye is going to my head.
And you're saying, what am I going to do? Ask Mr. The Visit? Can we yeah. look at these numbers again?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, can I just like take this home? No, I mean like, you know, I want the people to be excited who are in the room. So I did sign. Yeah. And now Knight has moved his entire family into my mouth.
Jeez. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Holy Shyamalan. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I didn't know it was that deep.
He's not. And it's not like a huge family, but he has one adult daughter.
OK. Yeah. I guess I should have expected that I would be surprised by the ending of that story.
Mm-hmm.
Just based on who was involved, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it really did fuck up my whole shit. And I actually need a minute. Because what I'm realizing is that some of the stuff that I've been telling Hayes, I've been telling to M. Night Shyamalan's adult daughter as well.
No,
without realizing it.
No, 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 no. Fuck. No.
She, I will say, like,
oh my God.
I like whether or not she was listening, like when I'm trying to get her attention.
Hayes, this is so messy.
You're messy, Hayes.
No,
you're
I agree. Look, messy. I agree.
Hayes, your drama.
It is messy. And I've tried
Hayes, you
to,
are
like,
messy boots right now.
Hayes. Admit it, you're messy boots.
No, I have been saying I am messy boots. I do agree with this. Like, and I told you the whole story.
Yeah.
But in this case, with now, like saying stuff to M. Night Shyamalan's adult daughter, she is often, she's on her Oculus Rift a lot.
Okay.
And so I'll be like trying to get her attention.
Yeah.
But she is deep inside the world of the Oculus Rift.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. So there's a good chance, Sean, maybe some of your secrets are safe.
I hope so. I'd hate for M. Night Shyamalan's adult daughter to hear some of the stuff I've confessed to Hayes recently.
Especially, honestly, sorry, Hayes, I am on your side, but if she's playing the Oculus Rift and she's hearing things.
She's not playing.
Sean is, sorry, if she's immersed in the world of.
To watch her, I would say, like, she's not playing. She is seriousing.
Okay, copy.
The Oculus Rift.
If she's seriousing inside the Oculus Rift and Sean is saying things that could possibly be affecting the visuals of her trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. There's cause for further investigation.
Well, I've had a lot of ideas for new colors. And so I've been calling Hayes up at all hours of the night, you know, just to kind of be like, what about this? It's like, but I don't really have the language to describe it often because like there's really all the words we have around this stuff is just names of colors we already
existing
know.
Colors. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, of course, then you'd call Hayes to try to help you find the language.
Yes.
To get there.
Yeah.
But it must honestly be making like her trip crazy.
It's my job and they pay me pretty well.
She's tripping so crazy, I bet. Ugh, my heart goes out to the poor girl.
Do you want to talk about, Sean, some of the colors that you are like most excited about?
Sure, yeah. Well, maybe there's one like in between like sort of yellow and like, gray.
Oh, okay.
Well, it doesn't have to be that. Like, it doesn't have to be that.
We really have that one yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe one that this isn't really totally maybe clear to you guys, but like if it was a flavor, it would taste, you know, not like salt.
Yeah. No, actually, that's beautiful. I like that one. Sorry, I had to think.
I can picture that color for sure.
It's not like salt because salt is another color, mm-hmm. It's almost like, kind of like a little bit of
maybe a color that's under an umbrella.
Yeah.
Underneath it.
Yeah. That's open or closed? Sorry.
It's see-through.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's impossible to say.
Mm.
Okay. I like that one. Yeah, sure.
Is there any more topic?
The last topic is
perfecting the jack-o'-lantern.
Mm.
And these have both had the idea of like perfection is so
that's what's
corrosive.
Is so important to you,
and perverse, yeah.
Which is so interesting because you are so fucked up and stupid.
For the listener, yeah.
But isn't that interesting?
It makes me feel like sad, I guess, kind of.
Make me feel very sick as well.
Yeah. I also feel like confused.
Perfecting.
And a little bit hungry as well.
Do you want another one as a side option?
The jack-o'-lantern. Mm. Hey, man, if it ain't broke.
Right?
This thing's scary, funny, freaky. And Kevin looks at this and say, like,
how do I make
I think I can do it better than this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's he end up with? Bunch of freaking just mush. Just guts. Yuck.
That's kind of between yellow and gray. My jack-o'-lanterns.
Now he's stealing my color. Nice try, dude. I already just said
that. You know he just said that?
Wait, guys, can we sidebar really quickly?
Mm, yeah.
Sure.
I'm worried about... No, Kevin, go. You can't be here. Sorry. I'm sidebarring with Sean and Hayes. Is that okay?
Yeah, no, go
okay,
ahead.
Thanks. Guess. Okay, sorry. So can we sidebar, guys? Okay, I'm worried about...
Yeah.
No, Sean and Hayes. Sean and Hayes can be sidebar? Yeah. Okay. Shoot. Sorry, I forgot what I was...
That's okay.
Ask. Or maybe say. Do you remember? Kevin, sorry, come back.
Hi.
Do you remember what I was saying when you first heard it and then I asked you to leave?
No, I wasn't really listening, but do you know, like, I have a sidebar in my living room, and so I say, hey, can we sidebar really quick? And then I bring them over to my little bar.
He has this little rolling tiki tray. Kevin has become obsessed with tiki culture.
Is that true?
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, it's really not good.
Underneath your growing beard is a puka shell chin strap.
Mm-hmm.
Jingling, jangling.
Haven't you been to the Tiki Room in Disneyland?
He's making
with some Dole Whip.
Like, disgusting, yeah, concoctions.
He's making little wooden creatures.
So sugary
Yeah.
Well, and he's got these torches going indoors all the time.
His house is smoking the hell up.
So dangerous.
So smoky. It's weirdly inviting bugs. It's inviting mosquitoes in a weird opposite way.
It's really offensive somehow to like many different
races. Yeah, many different races. I could name them. I won't, but I could. And for why?
And every time I enter a room and Kevin is like talking to someone else, I always catch the tail end of the conversation. He's going, did you know the mask from The Mask actually comes from tiki culture? Which I don't think is
true. I think that's true.
I don't think it's true at all. And even if it was, like, I don't think that it should come up that much.
It's the best movie of all time. I think it should come up every day. So you don't want a sidebar, Io?
No, I'm okay. Thank you, though, for asking.
Oh, about my color that I stole from Sean, allegedly.
Yes! Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I think it's okay, though. I feel like I don't really have anything new to say about it. I think I'm all right. Thank you, though. That's really nice of you. Thanks.
Okay, last one. The dark arts of the Irish goodbye.
Mm.
This is one of the J.K. Rowling...
No, Kevin is very into like comedy about like social analysis.
God,
and be like, so like he does a lot of the stuff about like, so you're at the party and then you say goodbye and then you're on your way out of the party and now this other person is talking to you, but then you see the person that you saw that you already said goodbye to and you're like, no, like it wasn't that I really was saying goodbye.
Okay. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That is so true. That's really true. Yeah.
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 Found my audience.
I don't agree with it, though. I don't.
Sure, yeah.
I find it offensive.
Offensive.
I don't agree with that.
Offensive. I don't agree with that at all.
If you were to do that to like a person or a friend, I don't really think. Yeah.
I don't agree with that at all.
And they've actually been through a lot.
No, it's a lot. I know. This has been like a really crazy year. I don't know if anybody else can relate to this. This year has been like really crazy.
This has been.
Yeah.
The craziest part.
Yeah.
Which year are we talking?
Last year. For me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting a phone call.
I have to go.
Okay.
Gotta go.
All right. Wait, Kevin. Can we sidebar real quick?
Sure. No tikis, though? I'll leave the tiki tray here.
Hey, what's up, man?
Ooh.
So that person hung up after you said, what's up, man?
Yeah, I said it pretty normal. Not sure what went wrong.
That seemed totally normal.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like your presence.
It may be something going on for me. This whole year has been like this.
Oof. I really have to go now. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.